Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have back with us Dr. Eric Love. We're going to be talking about healing the heart and mind, two very important components of what can go wrong with us. A lot of problems occur when we have incorrect assumptions, incorrect mindsets, and incorrect attitudes. And these can result in turmoil in the emotional body. And when you have turmoil in the emotional body, flip-flopping back between different emotional states, then you get disruption of the physical body. And so we're going to be talking about that and some of the things you can do to help stabilize that. Welcome, Dr. Love. Thanks for joining us.
And thanks for having me. Honored.
So, how do people get sick?
Well, sickness really begins with the karmic particles. All disease really comes from karma, from past lives, and then the trashy food and the bad living we do in this life. It comes from illness comes from above the physical plane. It comes
right.
Because we have more than one body. We have body, mind, and spirit. You got the physical body, you learn the anatomy and all the stuff about the physical body. And then you got the mind, which is the emotional body, which is like on the fourth dimension. It's not in the three-dimensional world. It's above the physical plane. There we got our hate and our bitterness, our baggage, our fears, our anxieties, our emotional pain. And what happens is in our society, they encourage us to keep working, actually three jobs now. Everybody's doing two jobs and three jobs. And so you bury the pain that you carry.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is when a person buries the internal conflict within, which is between literally the person's soul and the person's mind, or yourself and your higher self, or the conflict between yourself and your real truth or your inner truth, all that's very, our society doesn't wheel and deal in the deep emotions at all, and they don't wheel and deal in the inner truth at all. They said they wheel and deal in lies. No, I never had sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. Weapons of mass destruction, and I love you very much. It would be easier to talk to you in the bedroom over there. People are using one another. People are hurting one another, and the result is that eventually it creates the pain of living a lie, not being with our inner truth, not knowing our true self. Eventually that pain begins to cause conflict because our soul inside doesn't really want us to be living, you know, where we're all dominating or where we're letting people dominate us, or we got all living in all this fear and anxiety and emotional pain. So the soul begins to send disease, which then is a wake-up call to get us to go and handle all our baggage and our these karmas, this load, this karmic load that we have. Well, but nobody wants to do it. Yeah, I'm in the real world. I'm making money. Money doesn't make anybody happy. Napoleon Hill, he said he studied the 500 richest men in the United States. He said it wasn't one of them that was happy. Wasn't one of them had inner peace. None of them had peace with what we call harmony in the core. So the future is going to be about getting harmony in the core. And then when you resolve the baggage and the garbage and the junk and the issues and the stuff and the crap that you carry on the inside of yourself, then you're going to be disease-free. So I tell everybody, I say, well, look here. Take these Bach flower essences because they are the master governor for the entire case. Once you resolve the karmas or the issues that are causing your disease, then whatever we do in the physical body is just going to work. So I had this one woman come give you an example. She's all bent over. She's all in pain. And we were standing there at the yogurt aisle. And she was looking at the yogurt, moving things around, and I'd seen her around, and she was in so much pain. She's like in one of those carts at Safeway, you know, that if you can't walk too well. And we got to talk, and she was in so much pain. So I held some points, which is a technique called the Alignment Technique, which I teach in my course certification program. And she came completely out of pain. And I said to her, I would say maybe 90%. And I said to her, now, let's figure out why you got the pain. She said, well, I know why I have the pain. I said, really? She said, yeah, it's because I'm so negative. And I said, really?
Really?
I said, well, how do you mean? What do you mean you're negative? She says, I'm real angry. I got all this resentment. And then she told me a story how these people hurt her, especially this one person. So I said, mm-hmm. Well, okay, the flower essence that works with that is the willow, which is for resentment. So let's mm-hmm. put you on the willow, and then we did the other remedies that fit her, and like being too nice and for protection and also holding things mm-hmm. inside and all sorts of stuff like that. Well, and I haven't heard from her. It's been about 3 weeks. And I saw her daughter, and her daughter introduced herself to me, and I said, oh, my God, how's your mother? She said, she's totally out of pain. I said, this woman's been in pain for so long, and she's completely out of pain. It's like a miracle, but it follows natural laws. And the natural law mm-hmm. is that we went to the root cause, the source, which was her bitterness and hatred.
Mm-hmm.
And her soul was giving her the pain as a wake-up call to get her to go and deal with all that inner bitterness that she had. So by giving her the remedies, which are really advanced, the Bach flower remedies, they're very advanced technology. And Dr. Friend, who's a psychiatrist, studies with me. She says that the action of the remedies is to stimulate and catalyze you to go ahead and work through the certain issues that you have. They stimulate and catalyze you to go ahead and do that work. So I gave her the willow, and the other remedy stimulated her to go ahead and work through that bitterness, and then voila, the pain's gone, because the pain is just a wake-up call to get her to do all that. That's kind
yeah,
of
I wish...
that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. And right now I think a lot of people are being asked to release the negativity,
hello?
To release the negative emotions. And if they're able to do that, then we're in a particularly good
hello?
Time.
So you had plastic surgery. What was it like?
It was great. Don't get me wrong, it was surgery, but the doctors and staff at Plastico's were terrific.
Honey, you look like $1 million. You actually went to Plastico's and had it done.
Why don't you? Plastic surgery is outpatient, and you'll only be out of work a few days. I love what Plastico's did for me, and looking my best is an investment that pays in so many ways. The help you get from the professionals at Plastico's is a bargain.
Plastico's, 770-457-4677. Mention this ad for a free consultation. Financing is available, 770-457-4677. Headaches, back pain, migraines, joint pain, nothing worse than the nagging, unending discomfort of daily aches and pains. If you have pain and are looking for more natural solutions to eliminate your pain, Millennium Healthcare is for you. Millennium Healthcare's professionals will work for you. For help or more information on natural pain relief, call Millennium Healthcare at 770-390-0012. That's 770-390-0012. Millennium Healthcare. Pain relief naturally.
Please join us every Saturday morning for Temple of Health Radio Show, brought to you by Plastico's and Millennium Healthcare. Our holistic medical practices in Atlanta are committed to community education. Our shows bring you national authors on topics of health alternatives, new scientific breakthroughs, and spiritual medicine.
Well, it's interesting that we're in a time period now that I think many of us are being asked by our higher self to release a lot of these negative emotions and bitterness and do forgiveness work, because I think we're coming into a time where these negative things that are holding us down, including negative karma, are going to possibly keep us from, you know, participating in what's coming up, the ascension. So I think a lot of people are in pain to get their attention so that they'll do something about it, so that they'll be ready for the next step.
Right. I 100% agree with you. It's the problem is everybody going, well, no, roll me another joint, and I'll take another swig of that whiskey, and let's also get some Prozac and some Xanax too. It's like nobody's processing
anything. Well, let's just go to the pain clinic and get oxycodone. You know, there's pain clinics everywhere.
You know, they got it's a oxycodone. That's the one from Australia that you can also use as clothing, and also use it for pain. The oxycodone.
Yeah. Right.
And nobody's saying. And what really needs to happen is that we need to pursue harmony in the core. Establish harmony in the center of our being and peace of mind in the center of our being. And my favorite quote is from Napoleon Hill, who said that he met the, and I think a man mentioned this before he got cut off, but he met the 500 wealthiest people in the United States. None of them had peace of mind. None of them had their happiness. Well, they were the wealthiest people in the United States, and they were introduced to him, and he hung out with them. He had dinner with them, and he said none of them were happy. Thomas Edison was number two. John Burroughs had the most happiness, and Andrew Carnegie was number three, and all the rest of them didn't have it at all. So it's like that's the thing that's bad about the American way is we're all thinking, well, if we got the money, everybody got money and sex on the brain. One guy said he's going to quit being a psychic because everybody's asking, when am I going to get laid and when am I going to get paid?
Yeah,
everybody's got the money and the sex on the mind, and they think that's going to give them peace, but it doesn't. The only way you get the peace inside in your emotional body, in your mind, in your heart, peace of mind, is to, I got some notes. Number one, three things, and everybody go get a pen, write these things down, because this is the whole core of my philosophy and the system of the healing. Number one, you've got to open up to your inner self. That's what everybody's not doing. They're going to the pain clinic, getting the oxycontin. They can also use it for making clothes and whatnot. If that doesn't work, they add some Prozac in. You got the outer self. And you got the inner self. And what happens, everybody's scared to go into the inner self. But you're not going to be able to get the peace of mind and the harmony in the core until you walk into the doorway of your inner self. So that's number one. How do we do that? Right now, we do that with the Bach flower essences. It's the best and the finest and the easiest way, following the protocols, to move into the inner self. There's other things you can do, like meditation and prayer and taking a walk and in the mountains and, you know, all that sort of stuff. But number one. Number two, once you go into the inner self, there you will find your baggage, your issues, and there is the stuff that you need to heal, the stuff that your soul wants you to heal. And there's basically the two things inside. One is the records, and two is patterns. So once you get into inside, the next thing you're looking is to establish harmony in the core by resolving the patterns and the records. Now, what are the records? The records are the traumas, the traumas of your life. They're the karmic records from past lives. And from those of you that don't believe in past lives, in the Bible, in the Exodus, it says, I am the Lord thy God, the Lord thy God, and I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the father unto the children, until the third and fourth generation. So there's these records that are genetic. And what genetic and DNA records mean is that the traumas of the father, so maybe like your mother was sexually abused and she passed all that trauma on to you. Maybe your father was in the war and he passed that on to you. So these deep records of trauma, most of them are invisible. That's part of the baggage. The other part, so those are called the records. And the other part is the patterns. And the patterns are character defects. That's what the Bach works with, spiritual defects, inferior qualities that our soul wants us to resolve. Like, for example, hate and bitterness, or like being too controlling, where we go around and control everybody, and we try to control our life, and we can't flow. Issues with self-esteem, where we don't feel that good because all that sexual abuse or all that being told we weren't good enough or whatever as a child. Issues of fear. Jesus always said, fear not. Yeah, well, all right, good luck. You know, how are you going to resolve your fear? Well, the flower essences have five good remedies for resolving your fear. We'll talk more about that later. Depression comes about when you're not... depression comes about when a train pulls along right beside you. Depression comes about when you're not working with your own soul. You're separated from your inner self, and you're separated from the plan, God's plan for you, mm-hmm. for your life, and you're doing things which are kind of off of the God's will and God's plan for your life.
That's
so
true.
Then, once you have the harmony in the core, and you have to do that through resolving. Can you still hear me? Are you?
Yeah. No, I'm here.
Okay. I'm just rattling off at the mouth here. Once you have the harmony in the core, oh God, some quails just walked in front, a bunch of baby quails with their mom. Once you have the harmony in the core, then you move to number three. And number three is where you begin to really discover your inner truth. Now, the inner truth is where you begin to operate off of what your soul is telling you reality is, and what your heart is telling you what reality is, and what your inner truth is, instead of doing what people are telling you to do, what the society wants you to do, or being in conformity, you begin to discover your inner truth, which is what your truth, your personal truth is, what you feel, and it also what's next is that you begin to find your true self. Like my true self is like being a healer, and your true self, Dr. Kolb, is being a healer. But most people have never found their actual true self. Well, in order to get to the true self, you've got to resolve these inner conflicts that are going on the inside, which is in number two, getting the harmony in the core and getting resolving the conflict between our soul and our self, or conflict between our heart and our spiritual self, or the conflicts in our heart. Then we get to discover our inner truth and our true self, which is the goal. You got the peace of mind. You got who you really are. And nobody reason with you.
Yeah, and that's really important. There's a epidemic of depression and anxiety right now, and they're a little bit different. Depression, like you say, is not realizing your purpose and being engaged in things that don't agree with what you're supposed to be doing, you know, in the wrong relationship, in the wrong job, in the wrong line of work. But anxiety is more free-floating now. I think I just saw patients all day, and I'd say three-fourths of them, their biggest problem was anxiety. Anxiety
right.
is rampant right now, and it's very interesting
right.
how, and I think it's because of what is happening energetically to our planet and to our bodies.
Yes.
And you want to address what we can do about
yes.
that anxiety.
Yeah, well, people are not aligned with their own soul. They're not aligned with the inner self. So it's like we're living a lie. People are working in the job they hate, living with a woman they don't like. There's all this stuff which is like balance. Life's not in balance. And our society doesn't really care. Our society just wants to use you. You work at Walmart, and they just want to use you. Now they got you working three departments, and they're paying you half as much. Anxiety, here's the remedies for anxiety. Let's get down to nuts and bolts. The first remedy for anxiety is what you just were describing, Dr. Kolb, which is a free-form, free-floating anxiety, which means there's no source for it. You just feel
right.
anxiety, which
anxious.
Is defined as something inside you is eating you up. You're feeling pain inside and torture and torment. You even, you guys out there in Radio Land, write these things down, because these are the indications for the agrimony remedy. Torture, torment. You're feeling like you're being eaten up on the inside, but on the outside, you're putting on a happy face. Sometimes you're putting on a happy face. Ronald Reagan is always putting on a happy face, but then he said that he and Nancy had lots of anxiety. He said that publicly. So what happens is, what happens with the bot is a very advanced technology. So you can just throw someone the bot flowers and then exit stage left, and then they'll be able to listen to the voice of their own soul tell them how to resolve the anxiety. So the people that have anxiety, I ask them the next month, well, how's your anxiety? They say, oh, it's better, or oh, it's gone. And that's the agrimony remedy, because the agrimony remedy helps you to process the emotional pain that's causing you to have anxiety, that you don't know what it is. But when you take the agrimony, it'll come to the surface. So I have a friend, she said, I hate agrimony. And I said, well, yeah. I said, that's because you don't like to process anything. Because the girls in the South, and she's a girl, and she's in, oh, those baby quails. Oh, my God, they're so beautiful. She's in the South. And all the girls in the South, they're supposed to keep their mouth shut, and they're supposed to not feel their emotions, and they're not supposed to tell the truth of what they feel. And so by doing that, being a nice girl and serving other people, stuff like that, she's having to absorb the pain of a lot of other people. So I put her on the agrimony. I said, I hate that agrimony. I'm so mad. I said, well, that's good. That's good. You need to get mad. So I said, how's your anxiety? She said, oh, it's much, much better. Well, you're getting mad. You're now, you're starting to process. Then she said, I have all these dreams. I said, well, that's good. That's good. The nightmares are telling you that your life is a nightmare. Normally, you stuff everything inside. So what the anxiety is saying is time to quit stuffing everything inside. It's time to put the cards on the table. It's time to start feeling your emotions and feeling what's going on with you and process it. So when you take the agrimony remedy, that's what you start doing. Very deep, very complex. I could talk for an hour on agrimony. The second remedy for anxiety is aspen. And aspen is a remedy for anxiety from panic attacks, which means all of a sudden you're just really scared. They say, why are you scared? I don't know. I'm just really scared. So when you give the aspen, it usually works really quick. And very quickly a person will tell you they don't have panic attacks anymore. Children have nightmares. They'll tell you the nightmares are gone. So that's straight across the board. Another one is mimulus, which is a remedy for worry. It's worldly worry, worldly things. Worry about money, worry about the future, worry about the one world government, worry about Obama, whatever in the world, worry about not having a man to love me. I'm going to go through my whole life and be a single woman. Those kind of worries of the world. Oh, I'm going to get cancer like my mother did. Was it Angelina Jolie? Had her breast cut off because she's had a fear and worry about cancer. So that's all mimulus. Mimulus is worldly things. So you have anxiety. So, well, I worry about money, and I worry about paying the rent. I worry about having enough money for food or whatever. God bless us all. And I tell everybody, well, I'll show you how to quit worrying about money. And by taking the mimulus, and I also use affirmations, I give affirmations, and I tell everybody, I'll show you how to quit worrying about money. So you can actually heal that. Another anxiety remedy is white chestnut. And the white chestnut has torturous thoughts that go round and round. So you'd be trying to go to bed at night, and you're laying there, and your mind is going and going, and that's a kind of anxiety. So those are your main anxiety remedies. Now, if we go over to depression, the number one remedy is Star of Bethlehem, especially while we're moving through the galactic center, or what the Christians call the end times. As we're moving through this, we're all having to process our deep sorrow and deep grief of our life. So I end up giving Star to almost everybody. Star of Bethlehem is for sorrow, grief. grief, sadness, and loss. It's when you have trauma. And we all have to now account for the trauma of our childhood, even if we don't remember it. I have one student, she says, I can't remember anything before the age of 7. Some people remember the soldiers coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, but more kids killed themselves, come back from Iraq and Afghanistan, than actually died in the war fighting. But it's real easy to heal the post-traumatic stress. You just take the Star of Bethlehem. I had a soldier, and he'd been for 3 years and back, and I gave him the star, and I came back a month later, and he said because I had met him at the gas station, he was taking the money there inside. And I said, take this every hour, and because all I had was the Star of Bethlehem. It was in the rescue remedy, which is in a combination of the box for shock and trauma. But I gave it to him, had him take the star every hour. And next month, he told me he was no longer waking up shaking and sweating in the middle of the night, which he'd been doing since he got back from Iraq. And He said that his pain was 40-50% gone. So, Star of Bethlehem is for the traumas of your life. And a lot of times you can't enter into the inner self until you take that remedy for the traumas of your life, because life is so much of a trauma. The second remedy is a very fast-acting remedy for depression with an unknown cause. And that remedy is mustard. And Dr. Bob Mignon, who's a psychiatrist in Florida, stood up in a class and he said, you know, I use that remedy for clinical depression, and it knocks it right out. And that's my experience, too. The other people in the class said the same thing. Depression from no reason. You just feel really depressed. Then you've got gentian, which is a remedy for discouragement, setbacks, delays, hindrances, failures, reversals, difficulties. And then you've got gorse, which is, do you have hopelessness? Are you hopeless? Do you feel hopeless? If they say yes, I give the gorse. And then the last one is sweet chestnut, which is for anguish in your heart, where you just feel a searing pain like a prisoner of war. Your life is so painful that you've just got this deep hurt, this deep anguish. So those are the five remedies for depression. Generally, when you give those remedies, generally, at the end of the month, the person will tell you their depression is gone. Depression usually will move very quickly. And what's happened is a person has rectified and resolved the issues causing the depression, which could be other things, too. Like you mentioned, you know, being in the wrong job. So we use the remedy wild oat. And the wild oat, then you definitely want to, everybody write that down, wild oat. Because I gave it to, are you still there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
I'm running off at the mouth. If you can interrupt me any time, but I gave the wild oat to it's the caffeine. It's my green tea. I gave the wild oat to a buddy who hated his job, and he was a framer in a frame shop, and he hated it. And he took me in his office, and I saw these beautiful pictures he had drawn in the 1960s when he was the art director for the Hare Krishna movement, God bless him. So he says, I just hate that I can't do my art anymore. I got to do this mundane job. I said, well, man, here, you got to take this wild oat. I said, it's a one-year healing, and it'll help align you with the voice of your soul in terms of your life work, your true mission, purpose, and calling in life. Napoleon Hill said, each person has one thing that they can do better than anyone else on earth. Well, my one thing is the healing of all this emotional stuff and the Bach flowers. Dr. Kolb, your one thing is the healing of your patients using all the things that you do. But keep you guys listening, each one of you has one thing that you can do better than anyone else. It's called your life work, your purpose, mission, or calling in life. And our society does not want you to find that. The society wants you to just work some job and keep your mouth shut. When you take the wild oat, well, I gave him wild oat, and I told him it's a one-year healing. I left, went to L.A. He took the wild oat for a year. I came back, went to dinner at his house. He took me into his garage, and the walls were lined with paintings and drawings. I thought, oh, my God, these are beautiful. And he handed me an invitation to an art gallery opening in Washington, D.C., and one in New York City, an invitation to an art gallery opening in New York City. He had now taken his place as one of America's leading visionary artists.
My goodness, so, that's a great story.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
So that's the wild oat. When you take the wild oat and you just stay on it, it helps you to find what your real purpose is. And that's called your true self. Your true self. But then we got to handle all these issues of your inner self, your inner truth. Because if you're living with a man that you don't love, you're violating your inner truth. If you're taking care of your mother and your mother's sucking your energy and taking your power, you're violating your inner truth. If you're letting people use you, you're violating your inner truth. If you're doing things you don't want to do, you're violating your inner truth. So that creates a block, which you never can be your true self, because you've got this pattern where you give up your inner truth in order to get something else. And Neville Chamberlain gave up his inner truth in order to sign a non-aggression pact with Adolf Hitler. So Neville Chamberlain, the head of the Prime Minister of England, signed the... I'm sure he didn't really want to be going over and visiting with Hitler and bringing home this non-aggression pact. And then the war broke out, and he called Churchill crying, weeping, and he said, would you take over the government? Well, Churchill was 100% at one with his inner self. He was going around giving lectures and telling people, Hitler's going to be bad for Germany. Hitler's going to be bad for Europe. Nobody listened to what he was saying. And in fact, he was the head of the Navy. He was the civilian head of the Navy. They forced him out of office. They told him to get out of here. And so he had to retire. But then... they ask him to take over the government. If you want to hear someone speaking their truth, listen to any speech by the inner truth, by Churchill. Another person of history that spoke his inner truth was John Kennedy. He wrote the wonderful book called Profiles in Courage of people who spoke their inner truth, including Sam Houston, who went around giving lectures in Texas. Do not drop out of the Union. If you drop out of the Union, Texas will lose. And people would throw things at him. He always carried 2 6 guns. And one time, a guy came up with a knife on the stage to try to stab him. He had to pull out his guns and threaten the guy. But he was speaking his inner truth, and they forced him to quit being the president of... he was the president, then he was the governor of Texas. They forced him to quit. And he retired and spent the whole Civil War in a little office in Houston, Texas. God bless him. Your inner truth is the coolest thing. But in order to get to your inner truth, you've got to heal the baggage, the garbage. And that's what we use about flowers for, to help you become aware of what the lessons are. Dr. Bach said, suffering is a corrective to point out a lesson, which by other means we have failed to grasp, and never can it be eradicated until that lesson is learned. So when you have pain, when you have a disease, you want to ask God, what is the lesson here? What are you trying to teach me? And he said, suffering is beneficent and for our good, and if rightly interpreted, will guide us to our central fault. So you want to ask God, what's fault here? What's fault here that you're trying to teach me? I went over to a brother's house this weekend. He was in so much pain. He said it was like the top part and the bottom part of his body separated off. He couldn't even stand up, couldn't walk. And he's a professional guy. So we held points. We did that wonderful alignment technique, which I teach in my classes. And I worked on him for hours. When I was done, everything was completely in. All his spine, everything was totally in. It was a miracle. Thank God. It's a wonderful technique. And I said to him, I said, well, we got to figure out why you have this. Well, your soul is trying to get you to make certain changes, and you're not making those changes. Well, you need to change some the things in the diet, so we talked about that. And you need to quit being a workaholic. He's the most impatient man I've met in a long time. So we get use the remedy impatience for being a workaholic, and we use the other remedies for being a workaholic, remedies for protection, so that he can be with his inner truth. And then we used, instead of letting people dominate and control him, and then we used the wild oat for direction. He says, I really need my life work. So all these issues on the inner self is the reason God gave him the pain, to get him to search for this. And that's the secret of disease. So when I lectured at the medical school, which I was like the biggest honor in my life to be invited to come and speak at the naturopathic medical school here 3 years in a row, I told the kids, they're telling you it's body, mind, and spirit, but there's nobody, it's all body, body, body. Nobody's telling you how to handle the mind part. And when the patient sits down with the doctor, the first thing they talk about is how they're depressed. As you were saying, Dr. Colt, they're talking about that they got all this anxiety, and they got this fear and this depression and hurt.
That's true.
And the stress, right? And you're talking to a person that doesn't have stress. I have peace in the core. I have harmony in the core. I have harmony with other people. And the karmic issues that come to me, that are presented to me by God, I resolve those things. So that's something I can teach you how to do, Sue. So you guys don't need to be on Prozac. Dr. Peter Bragan says, don't take your children to the psychiatrist. Don't get on Prozac and the psychiatric drugs. They have terrible side effects, and a lot of times they make everything worse. What we need to do is you need to learn to work out your own issues. It's almost like Americans need a paid vacation to go and sit at the Dalai Lama with the Dalai Lama for a month or two in Nepal, and have no cell phones, no text messaging. You work in the garden, and you hang out with the Dalai Lama, and you meditate and be still and get to know the inner self. It's like America needs a big dose of getting to know the inner self. That's what's actually missing. And instead, we're under all this pressure, saying, no, now go work two jobs. It's like Gerald Celente says, we've moved into a country he calls Slavelandia. And he said, it was really funny, he said one of the issues to the Trends Journal, he said, the title was Next Train to Auschwitz. So we don't want to go there. We want to go into our inner self where we have peace of mind. So they can do all the crazy things out there, but we're going to be happy inside and whole inside. And we don't need money to make us happy. And we don't need a husband to make us happy, or a dog, or anything. We need to find ourselves and find our truth, find our mission, and find our real self. Then we'll be in peace. Then we'll be happy, no matter whether we're living here or in a war zone.
Yeah, when we first started the conversation, we were talking about how you can get things backward, and in the mental realm, you can mix things up. And most people are taught or come in thinking that if they just find the right relationship, if they just have the right job, if they just have enough money, then they're going to be happy. But that's actually backward. That's totally backward. First, you do what you were suggesting, which is get to the core and tie the knots that are the karmic issues, forgive the people you need to forgive so that you're not in constant bad mood about, you know, your life. And then you get inner happiness, and you're happy no matter what your external circumstances are.
Exactly. There was a study I heard on the radio one day. There was a study they were reporting. Everybody's blown away by it. That the people who were single and the people that were happy, that when you're single, as happy as you are being single, when you're married, you're just still just as happy. Mm-hmm. The happiness first comes on the inside of yourself. The outer side,
right.
Even if you won the lottery, as I said, that the people win the lottery and then they spend it all within the first year or something like that, because they're trying to make themselves happy, but they spend all their money and they still don't get happy.
Right, right. Well, and there's just no real, I guess, plan. We, you know, we're born into the world. We're not really told how we function here. There's no book that we come with, you know. And
right.
I think a lot of people have things totally backwards. I mean, I think that they...
Right.
I remember being in high school and telling people in high school that you should be happy first. You know, you should... If you don't like
really?
Doing something, well, do it quickly, get it out of the way, and then, you know, then you can return to your state of happiness. But, you know, it's just something that people didn't realize. They went out to try to get all these other external things in the world to make them happy. But your happiness is within you. I mean, it
yes.
is not related to anything external. And you just got done saying that. The richest men in the world, the most beautiful women in the world are not happy. You know,
right.
I mean, you can go talk to them. They're not happy. I you know, nothing external is going to relate to happiness. The only thing that relates to happiness is once you've done this inner work. And then you're happy.
The inner work,
even if you're
yes.
sick, you're happy. Even if you have financial problems, you're happy.
Right.
Even if you're in pain, you're still happy. It's
right.
weird, but it's true.
The lie... Dr. Murphy has a tape program called Everyone Believes a Lie. And the lie, mm-hmm. he said, is that external conditions produce your happiness and your peace inside.
They don't.
External conditions don't produce that at all. What produces your happiness and your peace? And see, what the secret is that we need to have this philosophy, to grow into this philosophy, that we need to, what you just said, work on yourself. We need to say, oh, no, I work on myself. I'm working on myself. I'm doing this particular work, whatever. And then we need to search out what's going on inside of us, which is keeping us from being happy. It could be the sexual abuse, the unresolved sexual abuse from the childhood. It could be we were in the war and we saw some really horrible things. It could be that we've never really learned to establish our self-esteem. It could be that we're in denial and we push our feelings aside and don't feel our feelings. It could be just tons of different things, but we need to move on to a quest of self-discovery so that we can discover who we really are and what the inner conflicts are. And the other secret is that when you get into the emotional component and you get into the inner self, 90% of what is causing you the problems is invisible. I'll say that again. 90% of what is causing you to lose your inner peace and to not be happy is stuff that you can't see. So what you're going to have to learn to do is to what I call pull the records and open the files. You need a process, which is what I teach in my certification program in my school, the Academy of Healing, a process where you can pull the records on what's really going on with you, what it is you need to learn, what the lessons are you need to learn, and what the faults are that you need to resolve, and what God's trying to teach you in this human life. Pull the records and open the files so you can put those issues on the table and get a good read on what they are. Perhaps you say, oh, I got all this anxiety, I feel really bad, I got all this pain, got the disease, what am I saying? What's going on with you? And I go, oh, nothing, everything's fine, everything is not fine. There's some whole bunch of stuff going on. You just can't read it. You just can't see it. So there's things I teach you to do with the Bach flowers, which will bring it to the surface. You can actually see what it is, put it on the table, and then we use remedies, the flower essences, to help you go ahead and begin to move through it, which is what we want to do. We want to move through these things. As opposed to being in denial, and well, that's what all the guys do. You know, they say, oh, I don't have any baggage. So the woman goes ahead and marries him and finds out that he's loaded with baggage. Plus, he has an ex-wife that comes around and yells at her all the time, and a mother-in-law that tries to tear her down. The poor guy's a walking baggage train. Jeff brings a couple of Mack trucks with him. He's got so much baggage. So our whole society is built around looking good. Say, oh, you're looking good. Yeah, thanks, man. You're dressing well, you know, and you got a nice body. Body's looking good. You're out there working out, you know, and all these things make you look good and stuff. But what about the real self? What about the inner self? When you're feeling good, when you got peace inside, your life is made, and then you can go to the big goal. The real purpose of human life is to know God, self-realization and God-realization. But first, you have to know yourself first before you can go and know God.
That's true. That's very true. Now,
I can't believe I'm talking so much.
There's a mixture of remedies that I think people need to know about called Rescue Remedy. You want to talk about that for just a minute? Everybody
Rescue
should have that on.
Cool. Yeah. Everybody should know about that, yeah. Rescue Remedy is a mixture of 5 remedies for shock and trauma. There's Dr. Bach put it together as a remedy for shock and trauma. It's so good. I smashed my shin bone, and I put the Rescue Remedy on it, and I put 2 or 3 doses, and then I could walk around. There was no pain in my shin bone. So it's for physical impact injuries. I had a student, she broke her arm in 2 places, and the doctor said, my God, can you explain to us why it is when we push on those areas, took her to the x-ray, when we push on those areas where your bone's broken, there's no pain? And it was because she put the Rescue Remedy on there immediately when she got injured. So first thing is it's a combination of 5 remedies I'll tell you about in a minute, and it's for physical impact injuries. The second thing it's for is emotional injury where your heart is injured. The third thing it's for is emotional stress. So, let me tell you what the remedies are. Star Bethlehem, in fact, write all you guys with the pen and paper, write these down. This is worth its weight in gold. Star Bethlehem is a remedy for trauma, the trauma of your life, or the trauma because you lost a baby last year, or the trauma because you had a divorce, or the trauma because you were raped 10 years ago, or the trauma because you were in a sexually abusive family when you were young. So Star Bethlehem, and then you've got Rock Rose, which is for terror and panic, which is extreme fear. Cherry Plum, which is for desperation, feeling like you're losing your mind, going out of your mind. Impatience, which is for being real impatient and irritable, which happens in a state of trauma. And then Clematis, which is for spaciness. So I can't tell you the number of car wrecks where I went over and you put it in your fingertips and you touch the person's skin. The person come right out of trauma. I had a guy come right out of trauma, and I mean, he had vomit all over him and got hit by a car right in front of me. And 2 doses of Rescue, he's like out of trauma. He said when they took him to the hospital, they didn't treat him for trauma on the way. And when they got to the hospital, they didn't treat him for trauma. He's totally out of trauma. And there's more to the story. I'll tell you another time. The other thing is emotional trauma. When Marvin Gaye was murdered, I was working with the family, and when he was murdered, I gave them all Rescue Remedy and told them to take it every hour because for emotional trauma, and they said it really helped them. I had a woman who was a student, and she told me that her best friend, they told her that her husband had just passed away, and she fell down in the corner and began crying and just collapsed, and so she went over and started giving her Rescue Remedy, and after a few minutes she got up and put herself together and started making the funeral arrangements. So it's for emotional trauma. I had a woman from was raped and beaten in Berkeley. She was taking her food, her pizza to her girlfriend. She's a gay woman, and guy jumped out of the bushes, raped her and beat her up. And she couldn't jog, she couldn't play her guitar, she couldn't write her poetry, she couldn't even go to school anymore. And she showed up next door to me and was asking me about the Bach remedies, so I mean, giving some to somebody. I said, yeah, well, they should help you. So maybe, her exact words, maybe that's what I need. And so I made up some remedies for her, and I used the Star of Bethlehem, which was the one for the trauma. Well, I saw her, I gave her remedies for 2 months. I saw her a month, 2 months later. She told me she to come to Jambalaya on Thursday because she was singing. She was reading her poetry. She was now jogging again. She was going back to school in Berkeley. So it helped her to handle the emotional trauma of being raped, and there's also physical trauma there, too. So the rescue room is for emotional trauma. I talked to a woman the other day who told me that she used it in her office because it's so stressful. So what I do is when I work with people, I say, well, look here. Why don't you just put the rescue remedy in your water bottle? Because everybody's drinking water all day. So what you do, and write this down, because this is worth its weight in gold. You go to Amazon, and you buy yourself a bottle of rescue remedy. It's going to cost you $12, $13, $14, something like that. You get a 20-milliliter bottle. I think it comes in 10 and the 20. Get the big one. Like 14, 12 bucks, something like that. And then you get a 1 ounce dropper bottle, or you buy a couple of them. 1 ounce dropper bottle, and you put in some spring water, and then 4 drops of the rescue remedy, and then that's your doser bottle. And so you can make 300 bottles from what you bought there on Amazon. So you can make 300 of those bottles. So when you go to, you know, put the water in your water jug, put a big squirt there from your doser bottle into this. So every time you're drinking water, you're drinking the rescue remedy water, so it's going to calm you down. I've known women back in the 80s that worked for attorneys, and you've heard the joke, if you've got 10 attorneys and they're up to their neck in manure, do you know what the problem is? There's not enough manure. So there are insulted attorneys, but they're yelling at the their secretaries and everything. So these women would put the rescue remedy in their what they're drinking, and they're drinking that all day, and they're doing really good. And they're telling other legal secretaries around the country, you should be doing rescue remedy. So what happens when I work with people, first thing I say, okay, look here, I want you to take rescue all day long. You can't take too much of it, and it's going to help the ambient stress, the overall stress and trauma of your life, and it will be noticeable. Especially if you're carrying a burden of lots of hurt and grief from some bad things that had happened to you in your life, it'll really help you with that. I had a woman, her house, she was in my class in Beverly Hills, then she went back to New York and her condo began to burn down. So she, oh my God, so she got the rescue remedy first, started taking it, and then the still burned down. Start getting her stuff up. And then she's looking around, and everybody's standing there. She's the only person who got her stuff out. Well, she was calm. She was calm, so she got her stuff out. Inner peace means that you're calm. Jesus always said, after he healed the people, he said, go in peace, which meant go without the hatred and the bitterness, go without the fears and the anxiety and the hurt. Go without all the turmoil in your heart and live your life and be close to God with peace. So the remedies help you to learn how to process the junk and the crap and the garbage and the baggage and the stuff that you have on the inside of yourself that's keeping you from having inner peace. And that's what our society needs to do. We need to start working on ourselves as opposed to chasing money and sex.
Well, we're coming up near the end of the hour. Would you like to give some of your contact information?
Thank you. First of all, you can reach me. My telephone number is 406-585-0774. And if you get a pencil, I'll give that to you again in a minute. Dr. Eric Love. DrEricLove.com. Number again is 406-585-0774. My school is called Academy of Healing, and We give a certified homeopath, we give a certified nutrition consultant, certified herbalist, and homeopathic certification in the treatment of animals. I teach you how to be a healer. It's what they call it in Mexico, a healer, which is where you can help the people to heal and help yourself to heal. My course is a one-year course. I sit beside you and hold your hand and work with you and help put you on remedies each month so you understand how the system works and take you through the gateways and the doorways of the healing process. I've written two books, The Art of Healing and Physician Heal Thyself. And those are available. If you just want to get those from me, call me, and they're e-books. I can forward those to you. Those of you who would like to learn the art of healing, you can work with me long distance through my course, which is a long-distance home study course at the Academy of Healing. So you can call me, and we'll talk about that if you're interested in learning healing or learning to heal yourself. And that's about it, except I wrote a poem. Do we have time to read that?
Sure.
Okay. I wrote this right before. Let's see. Why don't you let yourself begin to feel? You stuff it down and stuff it all away and try to make the feelings and the pain go away. Why don't you feel? Allow yourself to begin to feel again like when you were a child. Give yourself a treat and love yourself again. Your truth, your real true self, the way you breathe, the pulsing of your heart, the way you really, really feel.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much for the poem. Well, this is Dr. Susan Kolb. We have been interviewing Dr. Eric Love, Healing the Heart and Mind. Dr. Love has given us some great alternatives to Xanax and Prozac and other SSRI inhibitors, and I think these are wonderful tools that we know work. All of our negative emotions are nothing but vibrations, and there are vibrational treatments for them that are much more safe and effective. Thanks so much, Dr. Love, for joining us. I appreciate your wisdom today. And next week, we will be talking with Tricia McKinnon on the Jesus Mysteries. And then on the 29th, Rick Stack will come in with The Secret to Healing Cancer, which, by the way, is a very similar message to what Dr. Love just gave, but referring to cancer. Well, this is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Please join us next week.